follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook in Foxwoods Resort and Casino on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard, live at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. We're here today. And tomorrow, we're going to be hanging out at the Sportsbook tonight for the Vikings-Steelers game. Today's show is absolutely loaded on the program. Some Thursday regulars, Paul Stone, Nigel Seeley, and Paul Charchian. Also, this hour, we had a chance to talk to Kendrick Perkins yesterday. I have to tell you, like, we don't do athlete interviews on this network, right? Because it's a gambling network, so unless they're removed, they're not really going to talk about it very much. I cannot believe how awesome Kendrick Perkins was yesterday. I was blown away at some of his answers.
You could talk to him for 4 hours.
Oh, no question.
The wheels are in motion. We need to fly him out to Vegas and hang. I mean, the stories, plus he's a legend out here on the 08 Celtics team.
No, without,
but,
yes.
But the story, he went right into gambling.
Yep.
Right into material. And the stuff he had with Paul Pierce, hanging out, playing blackjack here at Foxwoods, and all the years in the NBA and the Miami flu. And, oh,
two stories he shared with us yesterday. One, you're going to hear both of them coming up in about 45 minutes. One was a $30,000 arm wrestling match on a flight back after a game. And another story involved him winning $120,000+ playing blackjack here at Foxwoods. His session lasted until 8 o'clock in the morning. He had practice at 11. And what, we're 2 hours away from Boston?
Yeah.
Drove back, and he's like, yeah, I may have been drinking.
Yeah.
He didn't drive back.
Great
but he's
guy.
Like, he was drinking playing blackjack.
Yeah. Sorry, great guy.
Yeah.
Gentle giant. Oh. I realized midway through the interview, like, he could just take his hand and squash my head like a grape.
He'd go like this, bam, you're dead. You're dead.
He did a great job here yesterday, too.
But emceeing the event?
He put his ticket. He's the first guy to put the bet in here. He took Celtics money line instead of plus four.
Right.
Lost by three.
Yeah.
He got greedy.
He went for that.
Went down to one. I know they lost.
And also on the show today, many of you are going to find this of some serious interest, as Jason Robbins is going to be on the show, DraftKings CEO. He made some comments within the last couple of weeks. You probably recall this. He said that we don't want winning bettors. We're going to ask him about that. We will put that question out there to Jason Robbins in about 2 hours here on the show, and he can answer it however he would like. So we do have a big Thursday night game tonight. The Vikings are back to 3.5 at Bet Rivers. Okay?
I don't know what to do with this game. I'm very concerned. Multiple Minnesota players are still talking about the loss Sunday. And it's like Kramer. It lingers. It stays with them.
Tough one to get over.
Sure, absolutely. You lose to the worst team in the league.
Right.
You lose on the final play. The short turnaround here could hurt you, and you're still talking about it. You get Barr, Kendricks, and Peterson back, but you don't have Thielen. So then, the Steelers have a nasty defense. You think you take away Jefferson, who beat you. But this is that's odd. That's rare to see in the NFL. We still have guys talking about, I can't believe we lost that game.
Well, in season. Like, it would
sure.
If it's like week 17 or week 18, and we missed the playoffs, fine. That's going to linger for a couple of weeks, whatever, potentially. But in season, when you got to pick yourselves up off the mat and do it again this week, on a short week.
And I think they know it's over. I mean, I know you can't completely dismiss somebody because the NFC playoff picture is a mess, but you would have to admit the loser here is kaput.
Well, because they're right now the Vikings are the 9 seed in the NFC.
They're plus 280 to make the playoffs right now. If they lose, you have the Bears twice, the Rams, and you go to Lambeau. If the Steelers are plus 360, they're the 8 seed. They're 6-1-1 in close games. They're winning all these close games. The Vikings are the opposite.
Right.
Every Viking game but one has been decided by 8 or fewer.
Well, every game
it's
is the
crazy.
Same.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's the same movie over and over again.
It is. Pittsburgh, if they win, they get to 7-5-1. They go Tennessee at KC, Cleveland, and at Baltimore. Baltimore could sit people if they have stuff wrapped up. I don't know, but that's.
But think about that schedule, though.
That's brutal.
Overall.
Yeah.
Like, what's the weakest spot on the schedule? Would you call it Cleveland right now? Probably, but the way Tennessee is playing.
They could beat the Titans. That's a tough ask to go to KC and win, but I could see them winning, going 3-1, and maybe that could get you in. But that's with that funky tie. Who knows? Minnesota on a 1-9 ATS run is a favorite, too.
Jeez.
But how things have changed. I mean, I was with you. They opened a 4-point favorite in this game, and then they did listless effort against Detroit, in Pittsburgh as the great win at home against Baltimore.
It was my first reaction to the look-ahead lines like 10 days ago, and I immediately bet the Vikings -4, and I immediately regretted it based on that team losing to the Lions and the number coming down, obviously. In terms of, I will be surprised tomorrow if we're on the air and we're talking about just a normal game where nothing crazy happens, right? Where the Vikings go out there and they win 30-20 and it's boring and, sleep easy. It's going to be like this team is helter-skelter.
Isn't this ridiculous? The season's almost over. Every game has been close, down to the wire but one.
Yeah.
9 in a row and decided by one possession.
Well, and then how many of the coin flip games have they actually lost?
Sure.
Right? And there was that tweet that we talked about, I think it was earlier this week. Who knows? It feels like it's 2023 right now to me. I know where I'm at. But the defense on the last possession of the game where they never had a stop in their 8 losses or whatever it is,
in
8 of the games? How does that happen every single week?
0-for-8 in that situation.
Oh, my God.
Nuts. What do you want to do with the props?
Well, could this be a K.J. Osborne game?
Because you have a game like this where you have such big favorites, first and last touchdown with Harris and Madison, that maybe you could see some big tickets cash here in the same game parlays. I tell you what, how about T.J. Watt? Will he get a sack? Well, he could break Strahan's record. And how is he plus $1.75 to win Defensive Player of the Year?
Why, what do you think he should be?
He has 16.5 sacks and he's missed a couple games?
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
He should be plus money.
He should be what, -140, you think?
Yeah.
I think Diggs has 9 INT still.
I can't get there.
But that
is... guy's missed games. I mean, this guy could break Strahan's record.
By missing 2 games.
Yes. It could be all over Cousins tonight.
Prop up. Will a quarterback lay down like Favre did?
Yes, right. Well, it's interesting because they're saying Ben talked about it this week about he should get MVP votes. Strahan, when he broke the record, they went 7-9. He didn't get one. But if he could carry this team into the playoffs somehow, maybe consider, right? Not that he would win it, but
I think
consideration. I mean, if this guy can get 23 sacks missing games.
Missing games is the big part, yeah.
But Defensive Player of the Year, I think, is the way to look.
He shows up every single week. He's impossible to block. He's an absolute machine on the D-line. Hence all those numbers. You know, and I think it was a couple of weeks ago, he was still plus 750. That's when he trailed Garrett in the sacks category. But Garrett was also on pace to break the all-time record there for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Let me give you this on Osborne tonight. I brought him up.
Go ahead.
You know, there's no Adam Thielen in this game tonight. Osborne had that game-winning touchdown against the Panthers earlier this year. Another game the Vikings blew when Carolina drove all the way down the field for that game-tying touchdown. So last year when Thielen missed a game, Jefferson had 13 of the 28 targets, but the two backups had 7 targets apiece. So you know it's going to be a heavy game for Jefferson anyway because he's one of the best weapons in football. And his numbers are extremely high. Look at it. His prop tonight is 91.5. That's nuts.
Yeah.
But he can still go out there and go 10 for $1.50 because he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I would look at maybe a guy like Osborne, 44.5, to maybe balance out Jefferson tonight. And our buddy Paul Charchian, he's extremely high on Deontay Johnson tonight. And some of his breakdown charges, and he's going to join the show later on, like I said, 49 targets in his last 4 games. 7 more than the next closest receiver. 49 targets in 4 games. And he goes against Bashaud Breeland. His catch rate in his last 4 games, 72%. And he just allowed 95 yards and a touchdown last week against the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnson is the man and the go-to receiver for Big Ben.
Yeah. Could be a game where special teams decides it. Cousins could have a meltdown. Who knows what you get out of Ben from week to week, too. That's another one as well.
What do you think from Harris?
I think he has a big game. Don't you think? I mean, he should be rushing and receiving over for Harris.
The combo yards?
I think he has a big game, right.
Yeah. I would also...
I like first quarter under 7.5.
Under 7.5?
Yeah.
The Vikings are very good against tight ends, but this Pat Freiermuth...
Beast.
...has turned into a total beast.
He's low, isn't it? 38?
It's
38 yards?
Usually, 35.5 right now up at Rivers. But maybe to score a touchdown, 30 targets, 7th most in the last 5 weeks, 4 scores in that span, only behind George Kittle, and 15 red zone targets on the season. 2nd most at the tight end. He's a rookie. He's got 15 red zone targets already. I made sure I picked him up right away in fantasy this year.
Well, that's charge coming up. 27-17 Steelers. Is Zimmer the coach when we're on the air tomorrow? He's the second choice right now to be fired.
What if
Nagy's the favorite than Zimmer?
What if the Boo Birds are out like in the second quarter tonight?
They will be.
And it's ugly.
Turn on this team, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scenario.
And that place gets really loud.
You lose to the Lions, short week at home. You don't look good. You get beat again. Season's essentially over, yes. And they're all game that would bring them to 500 since 2018, I think, was the tweet. Overall, 30. They're 30, 29, and 1, whatever.
Too much talent.
Yeah, I would agree.
Defensive guy.
Yep.
Been lousy on the right side of the ball. No, so I think it's going to be a fun game tonight because that's the way they play.
Well, yeah, elimination game and plus same game parlays and all the props here. And come on down if you're in the area. Hello, Nesson. We love you. And we'll give the shout-outs coming up in a second to everyone who's here as well. But come on down. Hang at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's watch the game.
Can't wait tonight. I think this place is going to be packed.
Oh, it's going to be electric. Maybe Evan will make an appearance, too. Evan will come down. And how about, who's the guy who runs the book here? Kenny San? Did you check ID? There's no way his name's Kenny San Antonio.
Okay, so I can tell you right now, he's not from San Antonio. Because he has the best accent of all time. Total compliment.
Yeah.
He's from Rhode Island. But his tag said, Ken San Antonio. And he said, hey, call me Kenny. And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, if your name is Kenny San Antonio and you're this big of a character, you're like I already love you.
You want him on the air?
I want to be your best friend.
Let's get him on the air.
Yes, we met him 2 days ago. And
he's
he was
all right, you said.
Oh, he's okay. Yeah. It's great.
Kenny San Antonio.
Yeah, come on, with that name, you got to put him on the air. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, Paul's going to run down all the betting action from last night. A couple of just kick to the breadbasket beats in college basketball. Details on those two games coming up next.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Win Some Champions League. Chelsea Petersburg draw plus 340. Late goal there, that was 3-3. Man U Young Boys draw plus 310. 1-1. Leo won. They beat Wolfsburg plus 220. Our guy Chris has these numbers. He loves this Colorado team right now. Goal in the first 10. Yes, 12-1 run. First period over. 12-2 run for Colorado.
Well, some of their scores have been just nuts lately.
Yes, including last night. Thunder moneyline plus 260. Heat moneyline plus 240. They beat the Bucks. Rockets moneyline. But put 6.5 down to 3.5. No Durant, they won by 10. Mavs, plus 5 down to 1. Beat the Grizzlies by 8. I don't know what this paid. I didn't see it because it was so high. Idaho was getting 22 against the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. They beat them by 14. Wow. You don't see that every day.
No, you don't.
What the hell happened? Washington State over 139 up to 143. Ice cream, 94-60. Arizona over 146 up to 150. 94-65. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast people. As always, a couple videos. A doozy would lose some here. But we got, I'm going in fresh here. You don't see this every day either. Polar bear petting the dog. I don't even know. Hey, buddy, can we all get along? There you go. Sure. I don't even know how this would even happen. It's like, okay, there it is. They're best friends. There you go. Did you see this vid? This was all over social media yesterday. I don't know how this happened, but a car got in the Niagara River. Look at the Coast Guard coming down. Saves the day. He had a device, and he comes in there, and he grabs the person, and they airlift them up after they sent them down.
And this is by Niagara Falls?
Yeah. The cops, everyone's on alert. How did it get in there? And the guy jumps in and saves the day.
Well, so like,
open, look at that.
By the way, how did it get in there?
I have no idea.
It's also stuck.
Yes.
Like, so how deep is it? That's bizarre.
It is. I have no idea. But that's incredible footage. Lose some. Celtics from 4 down to 1 in the under, 212 down to 208. They lost 114 to 111.
Grab those points, Perk.
I know, Perk. You got greedy with the money line. Tennessee Tech and over. Plus 2, one off a 3-point favorite. And 143 up to 147. They got beat in overtime. Evansville, Southeast Missouri State under 135 down to 131. No good. Want to lose some video? I mean, what if this happens on our return flight home tomorrow night?
I don't even know what it is, and I'm praying that it happens.
Take a peek. Here we go. Shoes, socks off, feet up on the armrest. I mean, that is just we live in a society. Complete animals.
See, here.
That is a disgrace.
I'm not being a bad guy.
Put him in the figure four. Yeah.
I want that to happen to you for the reaction.
You know, we're living in a society.
Because you're going to be on the no-fly list.
How about you?
You're
right
done.
Away, they got you.
You're
right away,
blackball.
Got you. Yeah, okay. Bad beats. Indiana plus 4.5. They led by 22 last night and got beat by 5.
Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know. Nuggets Pelicans under 214 goes over as a result of overtime. You have one too?
Yeah,
I missed the other couple.
It's similar to Indiana Wisconsin. It's the San Francisco Fresno State game last night. San Francisco, the Dons were laying 7.5, trailed by 8 at halftime. They won by 8.
Jeez.
That's a huge comeback in the second half.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in each Thursday, get a 20% profit boost on college basketball. Learn more at betrivers.com. Lose some. I got locked out of my hotel room. I had to go out and get another key today. Could have been worse. Everyone's great here at Foxwoods. Great staff. Love it. Another incredible shower. I'll tell you. I can't believe you're not blown away by the water pressure. I mean, that thing comes right at you.
Well, not every.
I mean, I love it. They bring it.
Not every shower has the Commando 5000.
They bring it. I'm pleasantly surprised.
It's a nice shower.
It's great. It's top five.
Yeah.
It's a great shower.
I do like the fire hydrant water pressure when I can get it, though.
Sure.
I will take it. Rip the skin right off my face. That's fine.
Are we walking into a buzzsaw today with New Haven? Because hello to Jack and Bobby. Great bartenders. Jack's been here.
Great dude.
This opened in 92? Is that accurate?
I would have lost a bar bet on that.
That can't
Fox
be.
Foxwoods.
That's what the guy said. Jack and Bobby watch every day on Nesson. Great bartenders. But the other bartender says,
order ahead. Get in and get out.
Yeah.
Specifically, he said, you don't want to be there.
My face is my livelihood. I don't want to get into an altercation when I want to go to Sally's or Pepe's or...
According to who? To whom?
I mean, this is...
Yeah.
New Haven's a rough area, apparently. So we have the Pepsi challenges today.
Right.
So, I mean, I tweeted that out yesterday, and everyone is making the case for each place.
Well, that
I've never seen anything like it. And then the one guy said Zapardi's or something. Some other guy comes over the top. We got multiple emails and tweets on Zapardi's or whatever,
right,
if I'm pronouncing it right. But Pepe's, Sally's are modern. Stanford Steve says modern. We're going to all three. I don't care.
And from what I understand, you cannot buy by the slice. So we're going to have to order a pie at like every single spot.
All right.
There's going to be like 5 of us going, shared, and then on to the next spot. But the bartender was adamant last night. You drive into the alley, you call ahead, you pick it up, and you leave. Like, what kind of operation is this? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's not how we're going to roll.
Oh, no, yeah.
But
just a couple kids out for a stroll.
Also, evidently at Pepe's, it's the white. Everybody's been saying, you got to get the white clam pizza. Like, that's a big underdog that we're going to actually order the white clam pizza.
Yeah.
Dan, who works in the studio behind the scenes on this show, is from Connecticut. He grew up with this pizza. He said not once has he ever had the white clam pizza, but he still says Pepe's is amazing.
Incredible. We got all the emails, too. Thank you very much. FTM at VSiN.com.
Snowed last night, by the way.
All the tweets, yeah.
You know how big this place is? So, like I said, there's like Mall of America's attached to the one side. It's like 3 levels of shopping.
Yeah.
There's also, if you can get lost, I took a couple of escalators down when I was checking the place out. There's a whole new casino on the first floor over by the kart racing spot, but it's all blocked off. It's like the size of a strip property in Vegas.
Yeah.
Nobody's down there.
They got a bowling place. I mean, this is lunacy how big this is.
9 million square feet here again?
Yeah.
Yeah, my guess would have been built in 2000.
Let's do this once a month.
Huh? Make the flight?
Gonna do it.
We'll do it 3 days out of the
week. Yep. Hello, Nesson.
It was impossible. Yep. It was 100-1 to get you on the flight.
Yes.
And now you want to do it once a month?
Well, I wasn't coming until you yelled at me. You called up. Okay. How about a shout out to Scott in the Hartford Whalers jersey who came down?
Mm-hmm.
Ron Francis, baby. Dan and Matt are here. And Troy came by early in the morning. Shout out to the Scituate Sailors, state champs against Duxbury. They went for 2 in the win.
You got to love it.
Went for 2 in the win.
He was telling me, so his son's a junior on the team.
Yeah.
He was telling me that the team that they beat for the championship, right?
Yeah.
They played in the regular season. The coach went for 2, didn't get it, they lost. They played him again for the state title. This team that they played had not lost in conference in like 13 years. The coach said, I knew it all along. If we scored, we're going for 2 again. That's, you don't just pick and choose when you go for two. NFL coaches could learn a thing.
Beautiful.
From somebody like that.
Yeah, that was great.
Also met Jason and his wife yesterday. They came up.
Good people.
They're like, yeah, kids are at school.
They watch together, like Troy and his wife. Yeah. The wife loves it in the videos and stuff.
I love it. Jason and his wife yesterday, like, we're dropping the kids at school. They're asking where we're going. Like, none of your business. But if you want to know, we're going to go to Foxwoods. How do you like that?
None of your business.
So, right. We're going to go. We're going to go gamble. We're going to have some lunch. We're going to do some Christmas shopping. So we'll be there in time to pick you up from school.
Be great people here. Great attitude.
Yeah.
They're a riot. Could talk to them, hang with them all night. Troy's son is Will. He plays right wing in hockey. He said he'd go top shelf on me.
That's
no way.
Yeah. Nine out of 10 times he'd score on you.
Not happen. No way. Great to meet everybody.
When was the last time you were in goal? Folks, it's a real-life Al Bundy here.
2000? 2000?
2000.
No, there was some 2000.
Yeah, you won't be rusty.
2000.
You'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Put the pads on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Be fine. Be great.
Did you notice the snow last night?
No.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of it. Look outside.
Went to bed early.
Did you?
And it feels good, though. Be like a normal person, though. It's incredible.
Where you can stay up.
You nailed it yesterday. If you get up at 5 or 5:30 as opposed to 1 or 2, it's a game changer.
Oh, it doesn't, I mean, it's...
Yes.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Here's something I can't get used to. Everybody like, hey, we're going to go have dinner tonight. What time do you want to eat? People are just automatically make dinner reservations for 8 o'clock at night. You know the last time that I would go out to eat at 8 o'clock at night? I was probably in my 30s, 20s.
Great meal. Where'd we go?
It was very good.
Danny Burke's Steakhouse?
Danny Burke's, yeah, he owns it.
It's great.
Yeah, he's doing quite well, Danny.
Wow.
Yeah,
put it's together very good.
The A-team here.
Yeah.
Get those steaks out on time. You went with a double pork chop.
Very good.
That's an okay order at a steakhouse.
Yes,
that was good.
Yeah.
And how about Brian going all in on the seafood tower? Thing was this tall.
Yeah, it's smoking and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lobster fan, though. I can't get there with lobster.
Oh, my God.
Nah.
You don't like lobster?
I don't like clams either, so that clam thing isn't happening. That clam pizza's not happening, so.
You don't like lobster?
I can't get into it.
What does that mean?
I don't like it.
Do you like shrimp?
Love it.
Scallops?
The ocean called.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We know who the jerk is.
I love shrimp. Right. I'm like Brad Pitt on the scene of Ocean's 11. How many can I get in my mouth?
Right.
Shoveling them in.
Yeah. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now New York. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, week 14 props in the NFL. Updated numbers for first coach fired. We talked about that a little bit earlier. We'll give you the numbers on Nagy, compare him to Zimmer. That's coming up here on Follow the Money.
Follow the Money, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook at Foxwoods Resort and Casino in Connecticut on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook takes football same-game parlays to a whole other level. Now you can combine same-game parlays from different games, give even more ways to make your perfect combo. In addition to that, Bet Rivers has added more and more for the big college matchups with the bowls and the semis, and download the app or go to BetRivers.com. Explore all the new ways you can create your ideal combo. Must be 21. Colorado, Michigan, Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I played some blackjack here yesterday at Foxwoods.
Yeah.
You know, typically the way it goes is when you do well, they go to the, you know, they bring in Mariano Rivera.
Sure.
And then it's time to get off the table. You bail immediately. It was the exact opposite yesterday. I'm getting my head kicked in early. Time for a change at the dealer. I'm like, okay, I'm going to play this out. And I did, and it completely flipped. Suddenly, I started to get great cards, and I came back. And I won a little bit. Nothing to write home about.
If it's not going your way, have them shuffle.
Yeah.
Call for a shuffle.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. And I was playing by myself, which I like.
That's the way to do it.
I like sitting down at tables on my own.
Yeah. Can't rely on other people.
No, you really can't.
It's a wild card.
Yep. We'll talk to Kendrick Perkins about that coming up in about 10 minutes. So what do you think happens with this first coach fired in the end? Are we really going to go the entire year and Gruden's going to be the only person, again, not fired, had to leave on his own, that doesn't qualify for the actual prop, but Nagy's not going to get canned?
No.
Zimmer's not going to get canned?
No, someone's going to go. I mean, someone will go. We have a lot of time left. And that someone will be shown the door before the regular season's over as well.
So are you all in on this now? That if it's ugly tonight for the Vikings, we could be talking about a coach getting canned tomorrow during the show?
Yes. Yes. So many people thought he should have been gone after the Detroit loss.
Right.
How bad it was. But the timing there helped him because he had the short turnaround and then the game here on Thursday.
Sure.
But if it doesn't go his way tonight and the boo birds are out and the fan base is already furious and they're all over him, it's time for a change. It's stale. I told you the record since 2018.
Right.
But it's your area of expertise and you're a defensive guy. Yeah, you're 0-8 in that spot where you need one stop. One stop, you win. And you're 0-8 in that situation. And all the close losses, too. It's definitely the what could.
100%.
So you have 7 losses in games decided by every loss has come down to the wire there,
right?
When you lose.
Let me ask you this. If they assuming they keep Kirk Cousins for, a couple more years, if they fix the defense, what's the ceiling with that guy as your quarterback? Can you win more than a playoff game? Can you make a run to the NFC title game?
Wow, he's got great numbers this year.
Phenomenal numbers.
But we know the postseason, no success in the postseason. Did have the overtime win against the Saints.
Right.
But then the prime time, Kirk's been awful too.
Mm-hmm.
What's realistic? I think one playoff win. I mean, how bad was he against San Francisco the following week? He was terrible.
I know.
He has weapons. But he's having a great year numbers-wise here.
He's
getting up there in age, and that's another. You can't.
He really is. He's been in the league now for 10 years.
Yeah, you know where I'm at. You can't pay these guys $30, $40 million if
no,
you expect.
Absolutely not.
You better make a deep postseason run. But I can't.
Well, plus you get so hamstrung when you do that with the quarterbacks because they gobble up so much of the salary cap then. That's like our point about Baker Mayfield with the Browns. What are you going to give a guy like that?
Can't do it.
Because the contract's up?
Yeah.
You can't even consider The Josh Allen contract.
Way too soon.
My God.
Yep.
Anyway, Matt Nagy is 4-7. Mike Zimmer is plus 350. Judge in trouble with the Giants? He's 4-1.
He should be, but I guess he's going to survive the season and maybe even make it through next year. But you have to clean house. I mean, he's not the guy.
No, he's not the guy.
How many times are you going to punt from midfield?
Yeah, I liked him last year. No. But based on some of the decisions he's made this year, no thanks.
Did you hear this comment, speaking of the Giants? Fromm's going to start Sunday.
I did.
He was on the Bills practice squad, fourth string. They sign him. He's going to start Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They said, what is it like? Put it in perspective. He said, it's like preparing for a final exam and you never went to class. Unleash hell on the Chargers. Come on. How about that? Now, that is so good.
Yeah.
Now, why do I keep having that dream? Am I a psycho? I always have that dream. I wake up, I have the final exam. I forgot I never went to class. I have that dream over and over and over.
Wait, and you're 20 years removed from college?
Yes.
And you still have it?
Yes.
My wife used to have the same thing.
I have that dream once a month. I have that dream.
Yeah, she would have it all the time.
You're kidding.
No, I swear to God.
Look that up.
Almost the same exact thing. Yeah, there's something deep down there. Well, you are a psycho anyway, but yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense.
No,
why do I keep having that dream? I graduated. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Did you graduate?
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay.
I paid somebody off, right? I got that.
Okay, yeah.
Got that. You have it? Oh,
yeah.
This is great. This is a money quote. So follow the money quote. Jake Fromm on the game Sunday against the Chargers.
So how do you approach this week?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same way I do, every week, just having to get a few more reps in practice, but, the same, prepare the same, week in, week out, and when you get the opportunity, just want to do your best.
How much do you know? I mean, it's been, I'm sure, just a big cram job, right?
Yeah, so it's all learning. You're preparing for like a final test, where you didn't show up for any of the classes, so.
what can he know? He just joined the team. You're throwing him right in there.
You want to bet him?
No way.
What if he comes out and he's awesome?
That's not happening. There's no way.
We've seen this like this year, guys on short notice. Oh, you got to go into the game? And they've done well.
Yeah, but the guy was on a different team, though.
I know. maybe Joe Judge has a Belichick-type game plan. We're going to throw the ball twice.
Okay.
We're going to go there and win the game. Is that possible?
I mean, the Chargers should bury him. They can't score anyways.
But that's the thing, Paul. Whenever we live and breathe. We've been saying this for like 20 years with the Chargers. This should be the week they bury them. And guess what happens? Chargers are in a tight game.
They're averaging 10 points per game the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, they can't score.
Oh, God.
Yep. But you can run on the Chargers. I know that.
Yeah.
Other props. How about the Steelers starting quarterback next year? Mason Rudolph is plus 150. Whew. Draft pick is 3-1. Big Ben 4-1. Haskins 5-1. Signing somebody else down the list.
No Watson listed, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going
to do. That's quarterback added via trade. It can't be Mason Rudolph. Yeah. Come on.
Concur.
Washington next year, the starting quarterback. Heinicke is a $3 favorite right now.
Fitzmagic out for the year. That was fun, huh? We got in one game, and that
half
was it.
Game, yeah.
Yeah.
How about this? Well, you can bet on T.J. Watt breaking Strahan's record. It's 2-1.
I wouldn't put it past him. I think he can do it.
If he's where he's at right now by missing two games,
right,
and he's still a threat to do it,
mm-hmm.
Will Jonathan Taylor break LT's record? Scores a rushing touchdown in 13 straight games. LT's record is 12 straight games, 2-1. Taylor's run right now is what, at 9? And another guy, under the radar, having an awesome rookie season. He's a long shot to win the Rookie of the Year. Will Jalen Waddle break the all-time rookie reception record?
He's at 86.
Anquan Boldin has the record. Yeah, it's minus 250. He's a target machine. Everybody talked about Chase, rightfully so. Waddle has been incredible.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one here? Oh, the Patriots are now even money to get the one seed in the AFC. Are you kidding me? They're even money out of nowhere. Chiefs are plus 150. What a big game against the Colts next week. And the Cardinals are plus 120.
I like this prop, but who's going to have the best record in the league? That's another good one, too. But these are good props. I like these. But you're right, how things have changed with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the Patriots were a month ago?
I would take the Chiefs, though, plus 250.
I think I would, too.
Yeah,
I think I would, too. Yeah.
Tough game. Still, they go to Indy, and then they have the Bills at home. Oh, Belichick might win both. But still, that's a great prop.
How about this? Is there any way Andy Reid could backdoor into the Coach of the Year?
No.
Because they think about this for a second.
No way.
Because they were so bad on defense.
That's not him. That's Spags.
But that's he's the head coach.
Nope, can't
do it. He's the guy in charge of the entire organization.
They've been a big disappointment on offense.
I know that, but if you completely flip it on defense and get the one seed in the AFC.
No. Well, what happens to the Patriots? Belichick, Kingsbury, they could get the one. LaFleur.
LaFleur was 15-1
If they get the one seed. If they win a lot of games, and they probably will.
Will Joe Brady be coaching in the NFL or college next year? College is minus 180. Pro is plus 140. Guy's like 31 years old.
Still good. People line up to get him, though.
He was a mastermind at LSU.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that didn't work out. But I don't want. You want Carolina this week? McCaffrey out for the year? You fire your OC during the bye week? I mean, this.
When we talk to Adam Chernoff tomorrow on the show, I think he's going to have an excellent breakdown on how he's going to attack that Carolina game. Up next, we'll get to that in a second. The VSiN holiday offer is here. Right now, when you sign up for a $99 midseason football special, you're also going to receive a $20 credit to the VSiN store. Get all of our expert sports betting analysis, insights, and data for the rest of the football season, plus $20 to buy VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, this is a limited time offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at vsin.com/subscribe. Former NBA player and champ Kendrick Perkins on the show coming up next. We don't do this very often. It's a gambling network, but let me tell you, we would be open to this all the time if guys were like Perk. Incredible gambling stories up next.
Follow the Money, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook at Foxwoods Resort and Casino in Connecticut on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Philly, Pittsburgh, L.A., and now New York. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Yesterday was the grand opening here, and they had a great ceremony. as the CEO, Jason Robbins, was here, and Kendrick Perkins played 14 years in the NBA. He was the MC, did a great job, and made the first bet, Celtics money line. Didn't take the points. They would have got the money, bet down from 4-1, but lost by 3 against the Clippers. And we caught up with Kendrick yesterday.
Kendrick Perkins, 2008 NBA champion, joins the set now. It's good to meet you. How are you?
What's going on, fellas? I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, this is, isn't this setup tremendous?
Oh, look, y'all don't understand what walking in here did for my soul, okay? Like, as a guy that loves sports, a guy that loved the, you know, the betting part of it, and then I look around and it's more televisions than Best Buy in here. So this beat sitting on your couch having to push the remote, push the previous button to flick back and forth the channels. You could just watch everything at once.
No kidding.
And then to top it off, not only do they got the full bars, but they got restaurants around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know plenty I love to eat. Yeah, you know how you say I love to eat.
You pack it away, huh?
Yeah.
You spent plenty of time with the Celtics, obviously. Mm-hmm. So this place is, give or take, 90 minutes, 2 hours away from that area. How, when you were with that team, how often, if ever, would you and maybe some of your teammates come down here during the season when you had maybe a couple of off days?
During the season, Paul and I would come at least once a month. We would come once a month, and we would play blackjack together. This is before Paul started playing poker. He was big on blackjack. I was big on blackjack. We would come down here once a month, and we would come get it in. Win, lose, or draw, we had to come cleanse our soul.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a soul cleanser for me.
You always double eights?
I mean, you know what?
You ever split tens?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about me. If you're going to follow the book, far as with blackjack, don't sit at the table with me, because I sometimes just do things that I feel like doing.
Okay.
You know, one thing about me, I have a golden rule at the blackjack table. I don't hit 15s and I don't hit 16s. I just don't. So if you feel some type of way, I warn people, look, this is how I play. Don't be upset. I never sit in the last seat. You know, so I understand what's going on. I'm just letting you know. I give them a warning.
I'm for table talk at a blackjack table.
Like that.
You know, just like that. With other people, like, are you okay if I do this? Do you want me to double here? Is that okay? That kind of a thing. Can you remember, like, the biggest amount that you maybe won or lost?
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I don't never want to think about the times I lost, but I will tell you one time I did clear $123,000.
Oh my God!
I did win $123,000. I mean, I got hot. I was at the table by myself, and here's the thing: I had practice at 11 o'clock the next morning. I left here at 8 o'clock. I made it. I went straight to practice. Straight to practice with a pocket full of money. And Hennessy on my breath.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How long are you playing?
Yeah, I mean, I probably got here at about 3 o'clock, and I was gone. I was gone. I just was in the zone.
That's right. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, if you're winning at a blackjack table, I mean, you could stay there for 3 days in a row.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. No. And I wasn't even tired. I mean, I was tired once I got to practice.
Yeah. Right.
I wasn't tired while I was, you know, getting it in.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Just you and the dealer.
Yeah. Just me and the dealer.
You had to be careful playing with Paul, though. He was a hell of a poker player. If you would gamble with Paul,
I know.
He'd take your money.
I mean, you know, me and Paul didn't had our battles. We didn't sit at the same poker table. But, you know, one thing about it is that I know Paul, okay? So I know what he likes to do. I know his poker face. I know his tendencies. He think he knows mine, but every time I get the best of him.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Probably not now, because I think he's kind of stepping into that professional level, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he plays every day.
How tight are you guys from the 2008 Celtics? Are you still best buddies?
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably except for one person.
Yeah,
you know,
right, yeah.
Ray, and rightfully so. But everybody else, we still have great communication. Everybody's still brothers. And, you know, we make sure that we keep in touch, and we make sure in the summertime that we able, when guys are free, we able to link up and, you know, do things that we used to do.
He signs with the Heat, and you're like, that's it. I can't. You broke the code.
Well, you know what?
More to it than that.
I always say this. It's not what you do. It's how you do it.
Okay.
Okay, and I think signing with the Heat was one thing, but it's the way he went about signing with the Heat. right? So, you know, you have to at least, if you didn't been to finals and won a championship with a group of guys and the chemistry and the brotherhood that we had, and you had thoughts on leaving, then you have to have some type of respect to have a sit down and have a conversation, have a face to face with the guys that you had been to war with and won the championship with, and say, hey guys, look, I love y'all, but I'm going to Miami for this reasons. Mm-hmm. I want to go here and play here. I have plans on retiring here. I have a home here. I just think that it touched everybody's soul that he did go to the Heat, but I just think the way he went about it.
Okay.
It's fair like enough. Warning people when you're going to stay on 14 and 15.
Yeah,
or
that's
15
it.
And 16
that's
at the table,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Just tell somebody. Pick up the phone.
That's it. That's
whatever.
It. That's it.
Yeah.
It's just a little face-to-face like we have him right now.
Yeah.
Is KG as competitive off the court as he is on the court?
He is. He is. And I know y'all didn't heard about, like, the arm wrestling story, right?
No.
Y'all haven't? No? It's
no.
A classic story. So, you know, our plane rides were, like, epic. It was a movie. You know, if you could have a camera on there, I guarantee you, like, it would be the most watched thing on TV if somebody played it on television. Well, I mean, we used to compete and gamble on everything, whether it was arm wrestling, who could do the most push-ups.
Yeah.
So I remember one time, you know, we had an arm wrestling contest, and some kind of way, Big Baby and KG end up at the table together, right, against each other. And so me being a young guy and just being dumb at the time, I said, I got Big Baby. You know, I'm looking at Big Baby. I'm looking at KG. I'm like, the size.
Yeah.
You know, Big Baby, brute strength. He's going to win this arm wrestling contest. So everybody except for Paul jumped on Big Baby. So when I tell you it's like $30,000 on the floor,
okay.
Right? Paul is fading everybody bet. He's riding with KG. And so they get to going. And at this time, KG and Big Baby, they're going in the hand is like this, and KG is just talking to him. I ain't going nowhere. Big Baby is straining, trying to get him down. And all of a sudden, Big Baby runs out of gas, and KG just goes down. Boom, he wins. He stands up, and he's like, I'm the MF and Silverback on this team. And then Paul was like, my cheese, and he picked up 30K. Yeah, he picked up 30K.
I can't imagine what those flights were like, the gambling, that kind of a thing going on.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Kendrick Perkins, our guest. Okay, so some NBA now. Are the Lakers going to turn this around eventually? I know they won this week against the Celtics, but I'm talking long term here. Are they good enough to like come out of the West? Are things going to be okay?
I mean, when you have six future Hall of Famers on your team, right? You can't count them out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though LeBron James is 37 years of age, you still can't count him out. The deciding factor to me is going to be Anthony Davis. He's the guy that is right in the middle of his prime at 28 years old, 28 or 29. If he elevates his game and comes back into that top five player conversation throughout the course of this season, then I say that they still have an open chance. But I'm going to say this. Right now, I never seen a season where it's not a clear-cut favorite on who's going to win.
It's wide open.
It's wide open.
It really is.
Yeah, it's wide open.
Yeah.
I think we have to go. I think we could talk to you for 3-4 hours in a row.
Oh, we could chop it up.
Oh,
we could chop it up. I mean, look, we're in the perfect set.
No kidding.
Just imagine if the games were playing.
Miami flu?
Oh, undefeated.
There you go.
It's no shot
there
for
you
that.
Go.
There's
there
no
you
medicine
go.
For
there
that.
You go. All right, very cool. Kendrick Perkins, awesome. Great sport yesterday. I can't imagine how many other stories he has. 30,000 arm wrestling on a flight back. And the $123,000 playing blackjack until 8 o'clock in the morning, practice at 11.
Yep.
Hennessy.
Got to get in the car? Sure. Long night playing blackjack? I got to get ready to practice. That's a lot of time on those flights. A lot of gambling.
Yeah.
A lot of playing.
Right.
Yeah. Remember
right.
The Jordan Bulls, what they would do, too. Jordan loved to gamble on the plane.
So that's what I was thinking of as he was telling those stories to us yesterday. I couldn't get, like, the last dance out of my head.
Yeah.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook, at a 20% profit boost for any men's college basketball game every single Thursday. Must be 21-plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Paul Stone, professional bettor. great on college football, is going to join the program coming up next. We'll try to get ahead of the players who might be skipping on these bowl games, coaches moving, that kind of a deal. What he bet early in this bowl season, they'll tell you coming up next.
Bet River Sportsbook. Bet River Sportsbook. Bet River Sportsbook.